Good morning, 740 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. We have Mike Wood, the Public Information Officer for the Pensacola Police Department, your Pensacola Police Department, well, if you live in the city. Mike, welcome back to the show, sir.
Good morning, Andrew. Good morning, Candy.
Good morning.
So, obviously, the sort of big story over the last couple of weeks has been these graffiti attacks with swastikas and a brick attack and, damage to property. And now we've got four arrests, right?
We do. And we are looking for the possibility of more. This investigation is far from over. Investigators are still looking into it. Interviewing witnesses, interviewing those who have been charged, and we'll see which direction this goes.
So the question that I have had, because I am the last person to be dragged into the conclusion that something is racism or anti-Semitism or whatever. I think that we jump to those conclusions too quickly, so I'm always reluctant to be pulled in that direction. And I have said, I wonder if this isn't a bunch of teenagers who are just doing something that they think is funny or mistakenly cool or whatever, and I'm always willing to be open to that. So my question is, I assume your investigators have been to their homes, been to their rooms. If there are Nazi flags in the basement or web searches on the computer for white supremacy, do we I don't want to be dragged to a conclusion, and I don't want to be naively avoiding a conclusion either. What does this look like to you guys?
Well, we're still looking into that, and because the investigation is still open, I can't get into what investigators found during the execution of the search warrants. But I can tell you that this, this is not funny. It's very hateful. It's not something that we want to see in the Pensacola community. Nobody wants to see this in their community. And the question is this something that is just local? It's something that they thought was funny or just, again, just graffiti? Or is this something, a part of something bigger? And that's what we're looking into.
Okay. So at this point, no guidance or conclusions on that, but that's something that you will eventually be disclosing. Because I noticed the enhancement, obviously, to me, indicates that you suspect it's in that direction. But is that... I don't want to overinterpret the data you're giving me.
Well, the enhancement came from the type of graffiti and what was said, what was spray painted on places of worship.
Okay, so the enhancement comes from the fact that it was swastikas, the fact that it was a house of worship, not from anything subsequent to that, not from anything else you've found, at least not yet. Is that right?
That's correct. That was enough. When you do things like that on a place of worship, that will automatically take it up to a hate crime.
Okay. All right. The other thing, and I thought this was a point that I had, because as much as I talked to cops, I had not thought about this, but the mayor made the comment yesterday that one of the things people don't think about is because it takes so much manpower to run down something like this and because it is so serious, that means cops drawn off of other investigations. That's a drain on resources basically that costs the department the ability to investigate other things, right?
Well, it does, and temporarily. But, we're going to, on something like this, we're going to pull out all the stops. Again, this is something that we do not want in our community, and we need it to come to a conclusion with arrest as fast as we can. So we do pull out all the stops. We put several investigators on a situation like this, and fortunately, it didn't go any longer than it did. But again, I want to stress that this investigation is not over, and it's still being looked into.
All right, very good. Well, obviously, we look forward to more information about that, and for me personally, it's just hard to wrap my brain around people being, evil like that. That's why I tend to incline myself more to the, maybe it's just juvenile stupidity. It's still not good. It's still pretty bad if that's the case. But because I'm just reluctant to believe the other, and if it is part of the other, man, awful. It is back to school today, which means, people need to make sure their driving habits are different, right?
Yeah, exactly, especially in those school zones that you travel through every day going to and from work. Just remember they are active today at 2 times daily, and we just want everybody to be careful. I can't remember the last time we had a child injured in the city on the first day of school, but we want to make sure we continue that of not happening. So, first and foremost is the safety of the children, but also fines in that area, which we do not give warnings for, tend to get very expensive.
And I will say, just from personal experience, if you find yourself driving in a slightly different place than you normally drive, a school zone can absolutely catch you off guard. I remember, this is maybe last year sometime, I had left work and I had gone up to 9th Avenue and Olive. And it was, you know, 9:30 in the morning or something like that. And the school zone there, I had never been through there at school time, so I hadn't realized it was a school zone. And, you know, the light is flashing, and I'm like, oh, geez, you know, slow down. Like, if you pay attention, right? Because it can catch you off guard. And, you know, being unaware is not a defense, right?
Yeah, that's a great point. You know, there are some locations in the city and the county where there's a school zone, but there's no school in sight. It's like a block over.
Yeah.
So it's close enough for a school, yeah, to have that school zone. So that's something that can absolutely sneak up on you if you're not paying attention.
We're talking to Mike Wood, the public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department. I'll be back with him in just a second. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
As we take a look at our roads, good news is we're not showing many of the slowdowns or delays. And again, school buses on the road, so use caution and maybe keep that in mind as you're making your way to work or wherever you're headed today. Looks a little slow, and it doesn't look like an accident, but it does look like a stop. This is at Blue Angel Parkway and 292 and on Sorrento Road. It looks like Sorrento is backed up a little bit, and that is, looks like westbound. So use caution there, and wherever you are, you see an accident or a slowdown or traffic tips, of course, text 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Back to Mike Wood, the public information officer for PPD. Anything else that you guys are working on right now or any other incidents that we haven't talked about?
Well, there is. It's a cold case that I believe is 10 years old this week, and that's the Tiffany Daniels disappearance. And we want to make sure that the community understands and that the family of Tiffany knows that our investigators are still on this case. We're not going to let go of this case until we find out what's going on one way or the other. Occasionally, cold cases will go from one investigator and then get assigned to another to get a different perspective. This case is no different. It's being handled now by one of our very best detectives, Detective Keith Turney. He's on this and looking at it in different ways. So hopefully, you know, again, if anybody has any information, we're hoping sometimes people's conscience, if they've been holding on this for, I believe, about 10 years now, if the conscience gets the better part of them, we just want that phone call. The family needs closure, and we'd like to solve this case. So we're always asking for the help of the public. And, again, just rest assured that we're not going to let go of this case.
I appreciate that. The last thing, we always like to end on a did you know or, is this true, a cop myth kind of thing. I can't tell you how many times I have heard the expression from people, more so, but in movies and TV, as is often the source of our conversational fodder, possession is 9/10 of the law. Mike Wood is a law enforcement officer who has to deal with property crimes. Is possession 9/10 of the law?
Well, I've heard that all my life too. Possession is possession. So if you're in possession of something that you're not supposed to be, that's against the law, then yeah, the law's going to bite you.
Oh, I meant it's always used as a theft, who owns it? Well, the person who's got it owns it. That's really not true, is it?
I can't tell you how many times that narcotics arrests are made by officers. They found narcotics in the pocket of the person that they're arresting, and the first thing they will say is, "These are not my pants."
So this is interesting. Yeah. So you take that comment as referring to drug possession. I always took that comment as referring to like property, like it belongs to me because I happen to be holding it, like I'm entitled to hold it because I happen to have it. That's interesting that we understand that phrase so differently.
Yeah, well, if you're holding something that doesn't belong to you, then you're going to get charged with it. So that's just the way it is. If it doesn't belong to you, you probably need to let go of it, get rid of it.
And you'll give it back to the person who has 1/10, which is all the tenths. That's the idea.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Give it back to the owner.
Mike Wood, he is the public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Mike, as always, thank you for joining us. Thank you for keeping us safe and for keeping us informed, sir. I appreciate it.
Thank you.